Karis Gutter, Deputy Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services and Military Veterans Agriculture Liaison.
Karis, you are currently the Undersecretary for Foreign Ag Services, and will your service there continue, or how is this going to work?
Yes. In addition to the responsibilities of Deputy Undersecretary, I'll be now handling as well the military portfolio for the department.
All right. Well, you may know that I've been doing a series of reports and stories for Brownfield about services available to help veterans get into farming, whether or not they've had a previous background or not, dealing with some of the issues that come back as a veteran. You being a veteran, does that give you a special understanding of what those issues are?
Absolutely. As a Marine who served for more than 6 years, I clearly understand a number of the unique challenges that our veterans face transitioning from theater or non-theater to civilian activities. One of the things that we absolutely want to do is encourage careers and professions in agriculture and farming.
And your time in the military gives you that unique perspective. What are the challenges in terms of, let's just start with a returning vet who wants to get into farming. Where do they even know where to start?
Well, we've seen a different array of skill sets and knowledge of farming by a lot of our veterans. As you may know, a lot of our veterans are from rural communities and have either been associated with the farm or want to be involved in farming. And so the learning curve varies, but what we're doing now is creating resources in various levels that if you don't know anything about farming and you want to get engaged, we've got resources for you. If you are familiar with the farm or have some farm experience, it's a faster track, but we've got resources for you. If you're a veteran and you're currently farming and you want to improve the sustainability of your farm, USDA has farm resources for those veterans as well.
And your position was created by the 2014 Farm Bill. With that, are there more resources for veteran farmers, beginning farmers and ranchers through the USDA?
Absolutely. What was awesome with the 2014 Farm Bill, for the first time, it now includes a definition for veterans. And so in years past, veterans were not a part of our program incentives. Now that there's a definition there, there's special consideration, special incentives and benefits that allow us to incentivize veterans participating in programs. More specifically, in our farm loan programs, in our conservation programs, and in our crop insurance programs, we've got discounts and waivers and interest rate incentives that we can work with farmers and ranchers or prospective farmers and ranchers, our veterans, to better participate in our USDA programs.
Yes, and that's something you guys have been talking about for a while, but it's good to know that you're going to sort of be shepherding that through as the go-to person. Will you be working with the existing organizations that are non-governmental, such as Farmers and Veterans Coalition? I know the AgriBility program is part of USDA, but will you sort of coordinate all those?
Absolutely. The primary responsibility and role of my position is to be the chief liaison at the Department of Agriculture to coordinate resources across USDA agencies as well as within the U.S. federal government. So agencies such as the Small Business Administration, Veterans Administration, the Department of Defense, the Department of Labor. All of those federal executive branch agencies provide resources and benefits, but they may not be as skilled and as versed in agriculture as USDA. So what we're going to do is bring all of the resources of USDA to bear to make sure that we're absolutely providing maximum resource and opportunity to our veterans. In addition to liaising the federal government resources, the position that I now hold gives me the authority to work and partner with nonprofit organizations and other veterans organizations out throughout the countryside to better leverage the resources of USDA and the network of those organizations.
Well, we know some of those organizations help farmers get help for, deal with, overcome, adapt when they come back with injuries, not only physical, but mental injuries. Is there enough money in the big bucket to help veterans, to help them with those issues? I mean, you can't really farm if you're having some troubles that are preventing you from being productive on the farm. And as you know, it's very labor intensive.
Again, what's awesome about being able to tap into all of the federal executive branch agencies, we get to pool our resources. Where one agency's authorities begin, another one may end, and so we get to leverage that. In addition to what I just mentioned, in addition to USDA being a network for farming and ranching, USDA can help support military families through our food and nutrition portfolios, as well as through our research, education, and economics. The United States Department of Agriculture sponsors and supports land-grant universities throughout the country and has scholarship opportunities, as well as rural development, where there are housing programs that can help support military families. So we're not just looking at resources in farming. We're also looking at military families as well.
What about the mental health aspect? I know that some have criticized the VA for not having adequate services.
Well, I can't really speak for the Veterans Administration, but we're going to continue to do everything in our power and series of resources to support farmers and ranchers who want veterans who are interested in farming and ranching. We're going to incentivize them in participating in USDA programs. When you look at agriculture and farming, it can absolutely be rather therapeutic as well.
Is it crucial to have veterans engaged in farming now in order to ensure that agriculture continues into the future? Are they a key component of the future of agriculture?
Yes. When you look at the challenge that we have with access to food, we're going to need to recruit new and beginning farm and ranch resources throughout the world to help us keep pace with population growth, and the veterans cadre is a critical component of that challenge in meeting those demands for us at USDA.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, over the next few weeks, we're going to be moving aggressively, continuing to meet with farm veteran organizations, as well as executive branch agencies to really continue along with the wave of momentum that's already been built coming out of the Farm Veteran Coalition event that we just had in Iowa. There's a lot of excitement around it, and USDA is absolutely committed from the Secretary of Agriculture all the way to the county offices throughout the country.
Okay, and I would be remiss not to ask you, Kars, do you have an ag background?
I'm about two generations removed from the farm. I grew up in a small town, Terry, Mississippi. And I'm one of those farm community kids who was told to run as far and as fast from the farm as possible. What I'm excited about now is that this absolutely brings me back to my rural ag community roots and allows me to contribute in a non-traditional way very directly.